All right, everyone, welcome back to the 411 on 778. I'm your host, Nate Spohr. Today, I've got two guests. We've got back with us educator, Brother Braden Christensen, and DBR Scott Brown. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about stewards, all things stewards. So being a steward is I kind of a thankless job. So you've got to take a steward job, you've really got to want to do it. So, Braden, why, probably the same as me, why did you become a steward?
I think my decision to get involved was pretty similar to most people's. You know, I saw the need and decided, you know, who better to give it a shot than me. So I stepped up, I ran, and here we are 2 years later. So,
yeah, I think going to the steward training a couple months ago, we went around, we had what's got like 20 something stewards that were there for the training.
Yeah, there was about 25, I think, new stewards throughout the whole local. Yeah.
Yeah, and we had, and I mean, almost every single one of them, that was their reasoning, was they wanted to help. So it's, there's, to be a steward, you have to want to help. And there's plenty of those out there. So in order to be a good steward, some of the things we're going to hit on, some of the things we need to keep track of. And the main thing, obviously, is we're all stewards of the contract. So everybody needs to know their contract inside and out. And that's also not limited to just stewards. We need help from all the employees to help. If they see something, say something. Where if you see something you think is a grievable incident, that is something being done wrong, obviously a steward can't be everywhere. Depending on your shop, you might have all your employees, or you might have 50, 60, 70 employees, and you can't really keep an eye on everything. So everybody really needs to keep an eye on things going on, report things that are wrong to your stewards. And with that, you need to know your contract on what's right and wrong in the contract. Needing the help from the employees, but sometimes you need help from other stewards. It was kind of an awkward situation of the work being performed, but I wasn't, me in my position, I didn't understand what was going on.
It's good to have a diverse group of stewards within the shop so that if an issue comes to you that you're not aware of, you can get with that steward that may be the expert in that area.
Right, yeah, and that's what we did. So we had a situation that I wasn't the expert in, and I went to Braden thinking he was going to be the expert, and he knew a little bit about it, but he didn't know everything about it. So we went to another steward in another area that was the expert onto it, and the three of us together were able to file the grievance and get it taken care of and get answers. So,
sure.
So you got to rely on your other stewards as well. Rely on them. They might rely on you. It's good to share information. I know we meet up and discuss things that are going on in our areas. So it's good to know, to be in contact with all the other stewards and just kind of keep an open communication with everybody on what's going on in your shop. So help with get help from other stewards. How can stewards help the business reps, Scott?
I would say the number one thing is just being organized, you know, making sure when you're listening to that member, or you're in that meeting with the company or whatever the case is, that you're taking good notes and you're relaying those issues, those grievances up the chain promptly. It's a lot harder to remember an issue if, you know, 3, 4, 5 days have passed. So ultimately, it's just communication, you know, communication between the stewards and the business rep and the shops that, you know, do have a grievance committee. You've got that level in there as well. But just communication and staying organized with the position is probably the two biggest things. You know, the number one thing any steward can do is listen. You have to be a good listener, because at the end of the day, you know, we have to listen to those issues and make sure that we're enforcing that contract. Not every conversation, not every issue is a grievance, but at the end of the day, we've got the ability and the expectation to make sure that contract's enforced.
Right, and I think people feel a lot better just talking to people. I know I try to make my way through as much as possible and just talk to people and listen to them. And a lot of times people just want to, you know, vent their frustrations, and like you said, it might be a gripe rather than a grievance, but at least you can stay ahead of stuff like that. And it's just have your, you know, we hear it from all the business reps, the stewards really do have the pulse their finger on the pulse of the membership, because we're the ones that see, the stewards are the ones that talk to the, should be talking to the membership all the time, and hearing what's going on, hearing their gripes, and letting them vent to us.
Yeah, we talk a lot about, you know, I think you alluded to it, the gripe versus the grievance, and, you know, it's nothing looking down on the conversation, but because at the end of the day, to Braden's point, you know, we'll be that punching bag if that member needs it as a steward or whatever. And just because it may be a gripe and not necessarily something that's grievable doesn't mean that there's not a path to fix it or address it. Just because it's not a grievance doesn't mean it can't be resolved or an issue taken with it in some capacity. So at the end of the day, maybe the person does just need to talk and vent, and you'd rather them do that with us than management, another member, or whatever the case may be. So excellent points.
So what are some of your daily challenges, Braden, as a steward?
I would say my biggest challenge in being a steward is just not being able to be everywhere at once, you know, to where, and that kind of goes back to relying on the membership to bring us things. The better they know their contract and know their rights, the easier it is for me to help enforce it.
So, Braden, how do you decide what's a grievance and what's not?
Well, when a member comes to me with something or a discipline, whatever it may be, the first thing I would look at is where in the contract that may potentially violate, where the company may be violating, whatever it may be. You know, talk with my grievance committee in my shop, you know, or the business rep, whoever it may be.
A lot of the stuff just takes time. I mean, you can't just be a steward for 2 days and you're going to know everything. I mean, you're going to have to rely on, you're going to rely on your business reps. You're going to rely on grievance committee if you have them. You're going to rely on other stewards. I know when I first became a steward, I went to you. I went to the guys down in the office, the grievance committee. I went to some other stewards and got information from them, had them help me out as well. So you really do need help from other stewards. So if you've got an employee that comes up to you and says that they've got a meeting with an HR, or they've got a meeting with a, they've got some sort of a investigative meeting, as a steward, we have to take notes. So what, are there any good tips that you have for stewards on note taking during an investigation?
I think it's important to document as much relevant information as you can. Because at the end of the day, that's going, you know, if it does end up being a grievance, that's going into the official record of what happened in that room.
Right, and the reps and the grievance committee need those notes to be as actual as possible, because there's stuff that we've run into it a lot. We joke about it, the should, shall. So even just something as small as a wording of should or shall, you know, it should be this way or it shall be this way. So, I mean, that can be taken differently. So you got to be real specific with your notes. Scott, do you have anything to add?
No, yeah, Braden's exactly right. I mean, so you take that grievance from the beginning that a steward like Braden got involved with that grievance through that investigation, and you start looking at that file. You know, a grievance that maybe stops at step one or two of the process, there might be, you know, five or six pieces of paper in there. If you look at a file of a grievance that went all the way to arbitration, that file may be an entire folder of itself, and it continually grows. And there's times where I particularly hadn't had a grievance last year. It was late last year that we went to arbitration over this grievance, and we were introducing documents from a previous grievance 3 years prior, and part of that got introduced was the original grievance form from 3 years prior. There was notes in there from the steward. There was grievance decisions or answers, responses, I should say, from the business reps and the company. All that stuff is important. So you have to capture all of that, and it all starts with the steward. It all starts with that first investigative meeting, writing down those notes and keeping those notes in that file together all the way through the process.
Right. So when you go into a meeting as stewards, we're not just a regular employee at that point. We're on the same level as whoever, as management, supervisors. Don't let them intimidate you by thinking that you're going in there as just a regular employee going in to defend another regular employee. You are essentially a supervisor of that meeting with your employee that's going in and being questioned. Don't make promises. I mean, even though you might think that you've got a winnable case, that you've got everything lined up and it's just going to be a slam dunk, because I've seen it before. I thought I had a slam dunk for sure. And then if you make a promise to your employee that, hey, no, we've got a slam dunk of a case, or we're going to get you this, or we're going to make it right, and then something goes wrong, it doesn't look good. So keep them informed, but don't make promises that you can't keep.
Yeah, to that point, Nate, so, I mean, that's probably the worst thing that any of us can do. And, I mean, sometimes, at the end of the day, we never want the company to violate the collective bargaining agreement, right? But when they do, we have a process in place. And if you start making promises to individuals or members or whatever that can't be fulfilled, you're just going to lose all credibility, not just as a steward, but as the organization itself. And that's the same as, you know, maybe you feel really strongly about this grievance, and maybe it does go through the process and gains momentum, and the representative and everybody is on board with this, and you take that grievance to arbitration, and you get a decision that's not favorable. At the end of the day, if there was a promise made to that member, they're not going to understand that, you know, that decision wasn't in their favor. They're going to look at you and go, well, you told me
right,
I had a slam dunk back here, when the reality was, you know, it's all up in the air until you get that settlement that says so.
Yeah, we've had arbitrations that I've seen just recently that we thought, man, we surely have got a great thing here, and it left, right, and the arbitrator rules on the other side that you thought for sure you had, and you don't have it. So
arbitrators can be very finicky.
Yes. So going into an investigative meeting, what are our steward's rights going into that meeting, Braden?
You have a right to discuss what that meeting is going to be about with the member in private. You have, in that meeting, you know, you have the right to step in if you feel that the questions are badgering, you know, just asking the same question over and over and over, trying to get a different answer. And as the steward, you know, with that equality principle, you have that, you're on equal footing with management. You have the right to defend that member's rights how you see fit.
So also as stewards, another big thing, like we say, is being in the know. And some different ways, there's lots of ways to be in the know, and that ultimately is being in constant communication with your reps, with your grievance committee if available, but also going to your monthly meetings. So you can get a lot of information coming out of the monthly meetings that happen before the regular local meeting. So that's when all the stewards get together with the business reps, and the business reps discuss what's going on at their shops, what kind of grievances they've had. And you can kind of have your pulse, or have your finger on the pulse there, because you can see where, okay, maybe they're having a lot of people with time issues at this shop, or it might even be in your same shop. So you can kind of get ahead of some things in that aspect, but it's good to get out there every month and come to the meetings and get that information from the other stewards, and to get that information from your reps. All right, so that was some really good information from everyone, and we're going to go ahead and close out with that. So thank you guys for coming and doing this today, and all the information, and I look forward to the next one.